So a while back, a guy called Elliot J. Stocks, who's a superb designer, made a comment on Twitter that caused a bit of a debate within the web design community. He said, "I can't imagine how in 2010 there are web designers out there that don't know how to code their own websites." And that's not an issue I really want to get in into particularly here. My attitude towards it is simple, which is that I agree with him. Whether you do or not is beside the point. But my point for today is that actually I think I'd like to take that even further. I think it's really important that if you are involved in the web in pretty much any way, whether you're a marketeer, a designer, a developer, a office administrator for a web design company. I'm looking at my wife, who's sitting in the room with me, who's now just stuck up the V's at me. that you need to be able to know how to build a very basic website, which my wife does know. Do you not, Catherine?
Apparently I do.
Yeah, you read Ian Lloyd's book.
Yeah, about chats.
Building websites the right way with HTML and CSS. Now, the reason that I think it's so important is because I think we've all got to have an idea of the underlying mechanism that exists behind the web. Because it is quite remarkable, and the coding language, the markup behind the web, in many ways influences the very nature of the web. And that has all kinds of knock-on effects about, you know, the web's ability to be accessible, the web's ability to adapt to multiple devices, the way that you can have separate print style sheets, the way that your HTML can be semantic and can explain what the content is about. All of these things have profound impacts on the web as a whole, and I think we all need to understand the basics of how that works. Now, I'm not suggesting for a minute that my wife should be able to code a website, to the standard that I do. But what I am suggesting is whether you're a marketeer, a website owner, a project manager, or whatever, you need to at least understand how it works. And the book that I mentioned a minute ago that my wife read would be a great starting point if you are one of these people that don't currently know how to build a website but are working with websites all the time. And that is Ian Lloyd's book, which is Building Websites the Right Way with HTML and CSS. It's a really good book. It's very, very basic, very, very simple, and it goes through from the absolute beginning. Now, it really isn't difficult. Building a website is not like programming. It's called markup rather than programming for a reason, because it's deadly simple. It was always made to be accessible to anybody. Even my 8-year-old son has coded a very basic HTML page. So you can too. Take the time. It's worth it. It will improve your understanding of the web, and it will improve the quality of your websites.